Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about entrepreneurship, self-development, and challenging norms. Was that supposed to be a hook?
I don't care. I think we should roll the last minute right before this. You just went right into it.
Yeah, dude, I'm good to rip. I'm sick with it. We get a lot to talk about, because when did we talk a lot? I think I was barely getting weeks.
We shut everything down. We shut everything down.
You remind me of, like, who's that bear that fights fires?
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey, dude. I look at you and I just think Smokey the Bear.
Ow. All right. I got to. No. So this episode is going to have moderate laughability.
Right.
Because I've got a broken rib.
This is what This is what's happening. We're on this. It's like. No, dude. We have this.
It hurts so much. Dude, stop.
This is Friday.
It hurts so much. Okay.
Well, okay. So here's our little Schrodinger business. Before it was Schrodinger's cash flow. Now it's like Schrodinger's company. I don't know what it is.
It's all there, like, and there's nothing there.
It's Fugaz, but it's like a lot of cool Fugaz. So what happened was... I don't know. We've been in the dark ages.
You're so inside. You don't leave this apartment. Fugaz? That's not a real thing for anybody.
No, everyone knows a
Fugazi. Fugazi, Fugazi.
Yeah. Now it's shorter.
Now it's shorter. But before that, I mean, if you're just listening to this for the first time and you hear these guys talking
about Fugaz. Our subscribers don't translate to the podcast.
We'll talk about it.
All right. So the Fugaz is, we have this company, and we were basically the peak. Like, if you wanted to buy a share of Clipped, the time to buy was like July 15th, 2022. Because we were rolling. And I don't know if we shot a pot then, but it was like 140K MRR at least. And Belky's like, dude, we're millionaires. I'm like, I'll see it when I believe it. And then a week later, we get like one cancellation, two cancellations, three, four. And it's just like...
Right back to January, and where we were in January.
I was using the time in July because we thought we were like just riding the high. I'm like, oh, we can kind of like not focus on the business because that's going well, even though I kind of smelled like something's going to burn and crash and fall down. But I'm like, let me just shoot some shorts, get us out of like doing agency work, trying to like tell people, oh, here's the it factor. Here's how to be cool and viral. So I was shooting that, and you were kind of like, on the run, no one was really looking over the business at all. And so it makes sense when everyone starts to cancel because they're also not getting results. But I now start to get some results. I get a little, like, you know when you sprinkle the little flakes in the water for fishes and the fishes are coming to bite. But it's not just like a couple. You see some monsters. It's a whale. Dude, whale video got 400 views. How about that? Yes, dude. I shoot shorts. I shot a whale short. How about that? There it is. So basically,
if anybody edits this,
I have a couple, Abyss, I have a couple of shorts that start to do well. And by start to do well, I mean like before they were all getting 2000, like YouTube's algorithm sucks, but we realized it just takes them a while to figure out who your people are. Cause, like 20 days after I drop a couple episodes, which some did a couple episodes, a couple shorts, a couple did well on TikTok. But then finally YouTube's like, oh shit, this is really good. This is really, really fucking good. And I'm like, you think? Yeah. And it's just, you just see this fucking rocket ship going to the moon. We get a couple million views and a couple different clips. And I'm stoked. And now we have this little walk to this pier in the background. Or I don't know what you call it, but a little park. And we're like, next step, all right? We have this like small sample, like five out of my dozen or so clips did well, like viral by the tens of thousands standard. A couple of the millions. Belky's like...
We go out on the pier.
You're like, okay, next step, if we're gonna sell this, because that's our goal, is like sell virality. That's kind of our product as an agency, the anti-agency.
Whoa, I forgot about this, dude. What we said
is like, okay, we gotta replicate it,
right?
I don't know what you forgot, but
what I forgot is we said we need to replicate this virality with me, as if right. I'm our next client.
Right.
And for some reason, I think August paid, like something, we were running up against time and we're like, we need to prove this and replicate it on me in like a week, 2 weeks.
Right. Well, because it's the 20-day lag on YouTube.
Yes.
we need to shoot like this week, go viral.
Yes.
Because we're expecting like it's going to take like a month before anything actually hits, and it takes us time to edit and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So what I couldn't believe is I actually didn't think that it could be done in a week.
Well, hey, listen up, boys and girls. So we're like, all right, I'm trying to like do this views framework. I'm trying to figure out like this little acronym. Like what are we doing? But at the end of the day, it's just like have a story that a lot of people recognize. It's just like take something that's already kind of viral, this like pop culture thing, just tell that story and make sure it's fucking entertaining. And so you do basically the same, literally the same exact version. We're just like same copy thing. Paste what Dylan did. Yep. Let me just take my whole vibe, which is very similar on camera. It's just like, yo, we have energy, and use the same exact animations and see how it does. And how it do.
How it do. So I beat you to 1,000 subscribers. You, in 2 days, went from 900 to 10,005. And me, over the weekend, I think I'm at like 15,000 now.
Ah, rub it in, dude. I posted last night when you're at 10,000. You're at 15 already?
15.
Just off that one video. That one video probably hit 10,000 subs.
The crazy thing about these videos that I'm doing now, I don't know if they're trapping people in the little McDonald's business ecosystem. There's no end in sight on these graphs.
Right, right. Mine, mine, you see it like it asymptotes. It basically gets like, okay, right about like 2 million or whatever. That's where it should max out.
And you could
out.
See it easing. This is 4.2 million.
Oh, no, that's, it's dude.
Just, it's the Himalayas.
No, 4.2 and it's still, that's the thing. I was thinking, I'm like, okay.
That's my, done 10,500 subs. This is one
that's
clip.
All the subs
this is the first clip that wasn't that good. The hook wasn't that good. Maybe that was it. I don't know. McFlurry, the second one.
Oh, that's even
Himalayas.
More. But McFlurry? That was McFlurry. At 500,000 yesterday.
Two. You want another?
Dude.
This one's early. The crack spoon.
No. You got them in the McDonald's ecosystem, dude. They're just in the playpen. They're going
it's
around.
Crazy. And then one that wasn't doing well. Joe Malone wants a piece.
Joe Malone wants a piece, dude.
I think we'll put all these on screen. And then Craigslist. This is like my worst one. Craigslist wants in.
Holy shit.
This is why I'm addicted. It's heroin.
That's the danger. Because we talked the other day and you were in here and you're just like refreshing every 2 minutes. Because it is a crack high. You're like, oh, I just got another 10,000
people.
Like
we put
watching.
Out so many clips that when we release one, we know the different tiers of the algorithm.
Yeah.
So we know, like, at first you got to get to 2,000 views. That's YouTube. And that's YouTube pushing yourself. And if your watch time's not that great, it's going to end there. But if in that first rush you get to 4,000 or 5,000, that's a good sign. And my biggest ones in the first hour got to 50,000, 100,000, if you remember that. So it's like, that's the crack high. It's like, when you put it out, it's like, ooh, what are those first 10 minutes going to be?
This is like the McDonald's being like the most recognizable brand in the world. So it's like, oh, if there's like an infinite TAM as an like total addressable market, like audience, everyone in the world is potential audience to watch that clip. Because like, I've eaten a hamburger before. How's that work? That's sick. And now it also makes me question. I'm like, for that clip, we had two awesome variations. One was awesome in the first half. Ooh. The other one was awesome in the second half. I'm like, what would it have been if we somehow spent like an extra day or two combining? Like, maybe it'd be a 10 million view clip.
Whoa, right.
So I'm like, with power laws, our whole iteration, like it's worth getting out two clips versus one. I'm like, maybe it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, when you're talking about like a Cody Sanchez or Alex Hormozi, who basically always get like 20,000 views every single clip, it's like, yeah, just get to 80% and put it out because it's going to get the same amount of views as another clip. It's like, now we're at the level where it's worth putting in that 80 to 100, assuming it's still objectively better. Like that, we knew the second half was objectively better, so we should have figured out a way to combine them.
And we could have, and the reason I didn't is because of our principle. I was like, well, first of all, it was my first clip. I was like, just get it the fuck out the door.
The first clip, dude.
And then it's like, well, it's not sustainable to have two editors smash their clips together in the long run. So I was like, just fuck it. We got to go with the better one. But I was thinking about that. It's like, yeah, with power laws, the second half of the other one was much stronger. So it's really freaking. And you saw this hook and you're like, that's it. Like, what the fuck was that hook? Like, that's not a good hook. And so it's just kind of confusing. It's like, with power laws, everything matters, but also still everything we think is always wrong. It's like very confusing.
So the hook, we'll play it like right now. Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about entrepreownership, self-development, and challenging norms. Was that supposed to be a hook? It just happens really fast. And I'm like, oh, the squirting, like you needed a little bit more context. But now I'm thinking about my whale clip, which I thought was just another banger clip. It's just like really interesting. And everyone knows about whales, so maybe do well. Still might. But it's basically like the worst performing video right now. And it might be because this is where it's like everyone, who the fuck actually knows?
No, I think,
like,
I think
the first couple
thing.
Seconds, it's just like me looking it's up quiet. At whales and it's like confusing what's happening. You kind of need to just crack energy. It's like, I got some more connections, but like going out to a club and trying to meet girls at night, like what you do during the day and meeting people, like talking normally like this, like, no, that doesn't work. It's like you got to be ADHD, just fucking cracked out of your mind just for the first like 30 seconds, because that's what, for some reason, that energy just works. You can't come in and be like low energy. Same thing there. It's like, oh, I started with something and then it was just a lull. It's like,
it was a lull. There was no music and you were like watching these whales. It was just enough time to swipe.
Right. Right. And it's like the thing on screen isn't interesting enough.
Well,
like
it's hard
to tell. Right. Right.
Cause you've got these dark colored whales in dark blue water.
So I caught, you gotta be kind of cracked out in a good way. I don't know. I'm just thinking, cause the sauce didn't even make sense, but
it was just the silence. It was just the silence.
Right.
Like, I think if there were music there, it would have worked.
Right. The thing with girls is, like, if you're talking and there's, like, awkward silence right at the beginning, she's like, awkward, okay, I leave. Like, awkward means flight.
Mm.
And same thing with scrolling. It's just, like, awkward, like, what the fuck is this? I'm gone. So, lesson learned. That, like, that's why it's good to have the winners and the losers, and you often lose or learn more from the losers. All of these millions of views, thousands of subscribers, we'll see if they actually translate to a long form. We want to turn this into sort of drunk history for long form, at least for mine. Your vlogs, we'll start to figure out. It's like now we're in like the Patty world where it's like, okay, how do we turn these short form into long form? Or do we just stay gas pedal in the short form and then we'll worry about the long form later once we have like 100,000, a million subs? It's like, I'm kind of in favor of that just because it's like less new variables in the situation. Yep. Just like double down on what
works.
But
what's cool, I think kind of our mode, our edge that a lot of other people don't have is like when they're starting off as creators, they're editing their own shit.
Right.
So like we have the ability to launch, we could launch six shows at the same time. You know, it's like right. All we do all day is shoot content versus maybe another person who's just getting started has to edit their own shorts. You can't actually do anything else. Right. So this is where it was like, in hindsight, it's nice that we have this agency that's just an engine and right. We can just tap into it in whatever capacity we need.
Well, basically, if everyone were sold out right now, we'd have like around five or so free shorts editors, which if they could do two clips a week, then that's like, whatever. It's literally like five clips each a week, which we want to do even more than that. So it's like, how do we turn this virality into something sustainable? Because as of right now,
and monetizable, you know, because like
right,
there's
sustainable
no,
means monetizable in my mind, but also we don't want to burn out, which burnout can come from like no other videos get 4 million views in 3 days.
Oh yeah,
like you don't have the 20-day thing too. It was just immediate with yours, which is crazy.
The most,
which is also why you've been shooting content for years. So it's like YouTube probably trusts you more, and you're already at 1,000 subs. They're like, okay. This guy's probably putting out good stuff. Oh, wait. He finally, like, figured out what...
The other thing I think, too, is, like, my stuff is kind of in a niche. So they can recommend my stuff to people who have seen it. Versus, like, yours, it's like...
good luck.
You're making stuff that people really need to just follow you. Because, like, a viewer who gets a bunch of whale and, like, Animal Planet videos is going to get yours. But they're not also going to get the airplane bombers. You know, like there's no synergy inside your
right. There's no
your community.
The ecosystem is just like,
which is impressive that you can blow up on basically just random clips.
Well, right. That's why you're getting like multiple.
I have one major clip that is now driving stuff to other related clips.
Right, right.
And I've literally seen it play out. It's like they weren't doing anything, and now YouTube's like, oh, those are all we found where these clips need to go. It's the like people that watch How I Built This or something.
Right. So we'll see. It's kind of an experiment. I'm taking the Vox angle, where Vox is just like, hey, whatever is just really interesting. Like I get a little bit more leeway in terms of I can find more interesting stories because there's no niche. But yours, like, it just works better within the ecosystem. So we'll see what happens. Regardless, it's fun. But how do we actually monetize this? Like, how do we make money off of virality? Our original idea was sell virality. So it's like, okay, we figured it out. We replicated it. We're going to teach you how to do the same. What we realized soon after talking to one of our mentors, like pseudo mentors, was, hey, agency fine. Like, it's a hog. Like, he runs this $10 million a year agency, and he's like, or he doesn't run it.
He doesn't even run it.
He has someone run it. They'll make a couple million dollars a year, but he's like, dude, it's a fucking lot. And it's like scaling beyond this level of 10 to 15 million a year is nearly impossible with an agency.
So, and just think about this. They have extremely low churn compared to us in the industry. It's right. 5% multiplied by 10 months. That means 60% of their clientele is churning every single year. That's just like, that's effectively everyone.
Yeah.
It's just always churning.
Right. So, I mean, everything is always churns. Is that how
that works? That seemed like a lot.
Yeah, because 5% is one out of every 20 months. You're going to last 20 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is almost 2 years. That's awesome. Like, that was always our goal with the agency, was like, get people to stay for 2 years. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's what we wanted. So basically the 5% number is what he's at. And you're going to have churn in anything, SaaS, whatever it is.
Oh, that is it. That is 2 years. Yeah. Like 4%, 4%. Huh. And we're at 15, 20.
You're figuring
20.
Out SaaS. Huh. I know you're Belcat. Oh, you get text from, okay.
Oh,
So
my rib.
How do we monetize it? He's like, dude, it's a hog. And I know you're trying to teach virality, and this is kind of like our concern we've had is, hey, we go to some of our current clients and we're like, this is what you should do. And some of them are about it, some aren't. But then we look at them trying to do our suggestions. It's like, they're just boring as shit. It's like, can't you just talk to a camera?
It's
like, yeah, you're excited.
It's so many layers. It's like, it's that. It's also like, I've been telling you recently, we are imposing a different marketing strategy on them. They're sitting around at their company, you know, eating food in their boardrooms. Like, they're coming up with their own marketing ideas that they have bought into because they have talked themselves into them. So then when we tell them they should do something, it's like, we'll try that next. We'd rather do SEO. And we're like, it's right. 2022. The game is not SEO.
We also think, so basically we've been in this like hazy fog for so long.
It's been 3 months.
The whole existence of our company.
We
haven't known, like, we get these weird signals here and there, and then we kind of like double down on that signal, and then right after it's like, oh wait, no, that wasn't a
great signal. And we always come back to the same first principles, which is like, the agency is a hog, clients are difficult. It would be great if we could turn everything we're doing in on Clipped itself and become, you know, like a Vox.
Right.
A media company like Vox, and just play by our own rules.
And that was kind of my goal. I just didn't believe it was possible because we hadn't done it ourselves. And thanks to the Morning Brew guys that were like, hey, why aren't you going viral yourself? We're like, all right, you know, we should fucking do it. Put some skin in the game. We actually do. So now we actually believe in ourselves. And we realize too with the agency, when we're trying to sell virality, there's this Alex Hormozi equation that's like, I don't know if it's called the value equation, what it is. But part of it is, what is the sacrifice and effort someone has to put in? Like, you want to lower the sacrifice other people have to do. And some of our friends that basically do a clipping of podcasts that we started out doing, they're reasonably successful from just, hey, here's my library of content, just turn it into stuff that goes viral. And they do a good job at that. But we didn't want to do that. Like, we're just not good at the like, we call it time cutting, like figuring out the stories and making sure it's punchy. That's not our specialty.
It's so hard to control, right? And we're talking about power laws. It's like, if you cut a podcast clip and it's like 80% confusing, right? Like, all the context isn't there because they didn't record it live. It's like, that's the difference between 3,000 views and 30 million.
Right.
So we're just like, that. We can't play that game.
It's just power laws. Just like, If again, if you don't know the formula for success, if you don't know the difference between why this video will go viral and that won't, and we don't necessarily know 100%, but we can tell like a really bad one versus a really good one. If you can't tell, then just put out pure quantity. Like do the clip thing and like it's probably in the right direction. Do what they're doing. But we understand it. So we're like, rather than put out this thing with the kind of a shitty hook because you already had it shot, just reshoot it and look at the camera. But that reshooting is something people don't want to do. Like we were trying to sell this billionaire on this new idea to some extent. And he's like, hey, that's really cool. Love that you're going viral. I don't really want to shoot more content. I'm just going to put a lot of money into this stuff. And it's kind of doing all right, I guess. Like he just wants to dump money on the fire. And so what we realized talking to our mentor, pseudo mentor, is basically, I keep qualifying it. But mentor, I feel like, is there more frequently. But he's basically like, y'all,
it's just
I know informal. You're trying to sell this, but you have the it factor. Like, there are some people, I play fucking pickleball every morning with Kid Rock. And we're like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I do this, and I can see with him, and he saw with, who's the American Idol dude? Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler. No, like, well, yeah, American Idol, but Aerosmith.
I know that. I don't really do music. I just saw him on the show. I forget who was doing it to who, but it's like, Steven Tyler, you just have the it factor. Like, you have that vibe. You have that aura about you. You just know you're going to be successful as a rock star. And so, hey,
yeah, it was he's a good like, story. Yeah,
you guys are the rock stars of video. Like, you just get it. You were raised in this, and you have now an agency where it's like, no one can compete with you because the last year or two, you've been training these editors for specifically this purpose. She's like, just double down on that. Like, be the media empire that you should be.
Yes.
You might have to work with the hog just to like sustain yourself. But the beauty is it doesn't really cost us all that much. I mean, it doesn't cost us all that much. It's like $500,000 a year if we wanted to pay ourselves and like 10 animators to really become an empire. But that's all it costs to be as big as, bigger than Vox.
Yeah, bigger, literally. He's like, well, so what's the kind of 10-year plan, guys? Do you want to be a big media company or a lean, small one? I was like, well, a moderate one. He's like, why don't you just be a big one? If you're going to do it, you might as well just...
Power
like,
loss. Huh?
Yeah, right? He's like, just try and be a massive one. And then
yeah, whatever I mean, happens, happens. When it's kind of based on our personalities, though, it's harder to sell, so we can't burn out. Because yeah. There's nothing to sell. Like, you can't have someone come and sub in for us. So we realized that now it's like, how do we just survive the short term so that we can keep pouring gasoline on the shorts fire? Our realization, and it kind of feeds back into the idea of like people don't want effort and sacrifice, is, oh, what if McDonald's just sponsored these videos? It's like, hey, McDonald's, these just got 6 million views. And it's like, not 45 junk. Seconds. Call it a minute. Every one of these 6 million people just sat down and did this. Listening to the McDonald's story for 60 seconds. That was like 3 seconds. Multiply that by 20. Now, and it doesn't even feel like an ad. It's just the most native thing in the world.
The visionary. Listen to him go.
Dude, it's sick. Oh, the founder. Hey. As McDonald's, it's like, yeah, can you please do like 3 more of those? And we'll pay you the same rates that everyone's doing for ads. Like, this is the most beautiful native ad, because I skip through every ad because I'm like, oh, I don't want what they're selling me. But it's like, oh, if it's an interesting story, and at the end, who even knows if there's a call to action? If not, it's just doesn't like building the brand.
Be, yeah.
The biggest companies don't even care. Coca-Cola is just like, yeah, just drink things, and they're going to end just up drinking
our
stuff.
Put them in
stuff.
The movie. Like, literally, put a Coca-Cola cup on the counter in the movie.
It's right. Like, so now it's like, if you go off of ad rates, so... it's like cost per
mil,
which is like 1,000 views. So if you're doing, let's just basically there's a range, call it like $10 to $30. Who knows where we're at? We're at like kind of, I don't know. If we're like the most conservative possible, it's like $10. I think that's the lowest ad rate on TikTok. $10 for 1,000 views. That's what companies will pay. Well, 1 million is 1,000. So it's basically like you get 1 million views, you get $10,000. Mm-hmm. That's what McDonald's would pay us. Now you get 6 million, you just got $60,000 off of something that took us 4 hours collectively to shoot and then a couple days of editors, which basically cost us nothing. $60,000 at the low end. And then say it's a $30 per thousand. Now multiply it by three. It's like $180,000 pure profit.
Right.
It's just like, oh my God. And that's something we do in an afternoon. What if we did
for
that
for ourselves? That was fun. That, you know, I think like us working with the team is different than clients working with the team. It's just like, we're like way more lax. I just think it's more fun. It's easier. Our style's goofy.
We rip with the team.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh my God. Plus the idea that people would have to find other people like us within their companies is impossible. Because we're so rare, and hey, we're dope. We're so rare, it's like, why don't you guys just become the thing? Like, it's hard to find you, hard to find animators that you work well with. Like, we're not going to find that within HubSpot.
Well, I, what happened is I started doing what you were doing, right? And I sit down. At first, I had another job. Like, I run the company. I didn't even have time to do clips, which is what we do. So I was doing them bad. Then I sit down to do what you do, and it's like, the research takes time.
Right.
The scripting takes specific knowledge. You need to be a director, a screenwriter, an editor, all in your head. And I turn to you, I'm like, clients can't do this.
Right.
There's no freaking way, like, Dharmesh, CTO of HubSpot, could do this.
Right. And they don't want to do it.
And they don't want to. It's a full workday.
Hey, we just have a shitload of money. Just, you guys do the thing that people like, and we'll just pay you for that. So now, I'm super excited, and we realize this, and plus, someone else hit us up this week. It's like, we're in this lull of, we didn't know what to do. We're not going to make payroll this month. It's like, what the fuck? Then we get a text. It's like, hey, this company I work at, this startup that's going to the moon, they're like, they need a video for this new launch coming up. They want some small creators like you. Just saw you had millions of views. Can you do that for us? And we're going to pay you tens of thousands of dollars, like $30,000 plus. Granted, we'd have to go out to like San Francisco and do some stuff, but it's like, oh. That's all profit for a weekend. And it's assuming like we can figure it out, but seeing the quality of videos that they were putting out already, I'm like, dude, we smoke everyone.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll put in one weekend a month in the short term, like true. In the longer term, we don't have to fly anywhere. We'll just do it in our living room and take a couple hours. But granted, not every video goes viral, but I think once we build the audience, then it's going to be a lot more consistent with what goes viral. So we see like, okay, we just got to do it ourselves. Just have fun doing it ourselves, and we can keep our own brand. We don't have to like do anything crazy, reinvent the wheel with every new client for a new style and like a new thing. Just like, this is the brand. This is how it looks. People love it.
Literally.
And just add whatever cool ideas you have. And they're almost sourcing the ideas. Like if McDonald's came to us, or like Southwest Airlines or HubSpot, whoever it is like, hey guys, here's what makes a really good story. What stories do you have that are like this? They feed us, and then boom, we just rip. So that's the goal. Plus, I don't know what we're going to do with it, but it's like also cool. It's just like a weird confluence of things. David Sachs links you up with Chamath's wife, and he's like, hey, Chamath's birthday is coming up. Can you make a video for us like in a day and a half? Like, hey, you know, but it's just interesting seeing the people at the top. They all just work off of referrals. Like
right.
This new tens of thousands of dollars gig is just from a referral, just because we know this person,
and then those all lead, and the way I see it too is like, we didn't know if we wanted to be an agency in the sense, like in the way we currently are, where we're doing client work, but if we're a more internal agency that gets to play by our rules and we're doing ads for people, and again they need to play by our rules, that's a totally different ball game.
It's almost on easy mode.
Yeah.
I feel like every new client is just like a new person. It's like,
because you can, so one
you
of
just
our
play long term games,
right?
Yourself.
It's just long term, like all of our commandments, which I'm sure we'll do an episode on eventually, can be boiled into this. Like, one of them is perfection through iteration, V1 and done. So if we get an ad for McDonald's and we make a clip and they're like, you know, you can't say that word, we can be like, this is our agency. You came to us. It's V1 and done. It does no harm, you know? And it's like, huh.
Although I might add a V2 or V3 because of power laws. We have this new little banana
V3
thing.
And flea. V3 and flea.
Flea, I'll take it.
Yeah, but it's just a little paradigm shift. Like,
right.
Instead of doing direct work with clients, they come to us and we make the ads internally.
I also like how simple it is. It's like, if you're coming to buy, you're like, do I go on TikTok, the marketplace, and pay some creator there? Or do I go to people I'm already fans with? And, oh, they run Silicon Valley. Like, everyone in Silicon Valley just goes to them, and they just, we're just the default. It's just a lot easier, and all they have to do is go in and like, oh, $20 CPM, and I only have to pay if they get over 100,000 views, so I might not even pay. It's like, yeah, I'll do that. It takes 2 minutes. Boom. So we're really, we're stoked on that. It's basically survival right now. Just
it's
survival.
Total survival.
Oh, we almost got a loan too from Stripe.
I hope so. Yeah. It's basically like, how can we stall almost? Like, can we get 3 months?
Right.
To like make something personally. If we can do that, we can probably escape.
I also,
if we can't, we're in this prison,
right?
You know, where we just churn and won't die. It'll just putz.
I'll figure out a way out of this window. With clips, you see them like there's this positive feedback loop. So once they get over a certain amount of likes, so say it's like once it crosses 1,000 likes or 10,000 likes, people are like, oh, this is a good clip. So I'm gonna give it an extra like 5 or 10 seconds of okay. People clearly liked it, so I'm going to sit around for a little bit longer. Same thing with subscribers. If people see that we have, say, 50,000, 100,000 subscribers, now we're also going to, granted, I don't think it shows on the shorts feed, but like even with long form, people are going to give us like a little bit more buy-in just at the start. So I think it's just nice to always have that leeway. Last thing, totally unrelated. I don't know. Do you have anything?
I never got nothing.
Okay.
Whatever do I wanna, crosses my mind.
I wanted to talk about at some point.
Oh, ow. Should that be a separate episode? I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Let her rip.
The 11th enough.
Wait, you just named him.
Oh.
Fuck. Gardaloo!